every good and perfect gift, every gift pertaining to life and godliness, every good thing, every spiritual gift, that's God's will. That's His ultimate. That's what He wants for you. Now, how's that going to come to pass? Have you ever had an imperfect moment at your house? I had a very minor toe surgery and couldn't wear my... I didn't suspect that. Couldn't wear my shoes. What was it, about 6 months? And I kept saying to the Lord, you know, if it gets really cold, I'm not a flip-flop wearer. I'm not opposed to flip-flops. We're all different. We're all different. We're all different. It takes a difference to make us a whole. But I don't wear. I very seldom wear. But I wore flip-flops for weeks and weeks and weeks. I wore them on Sunday morning. I couldn't believe me. I thought, oh, my gosh, Becky, what has happened to you? I thought, it's a good thing my mother's not looking. Mother went to heaven in 2008, so she wasn't looking. I was surprised at how much trouble that little toe caused. I mean, I was just surprised. I'm limping along. I put on my big boots. We're going over to the amaryllis farm to buy amaryllis. My mother had 150 amaryllis in her yard. We divided them up. The most of them came to our house because we have the most property. We gave some to the rest of the family, and we've been buying amaryllis ever since. And when the amaryllis bloom, if we have a good year, we probably have 100, 200 in bloom. It's quite lovely. So we're going over to buy more. Not that we needed more. God is not concerned about whether you needed it or not. He wanted you to have it. And so I'm going to holler at you today. Hey, you knew that. I had on my boots. And by the time we picked up my sister, she loves amaryllis. I could hardly put my foot on the ground. I was limping so bad. I was in so much pain. And I thought, it's just a toe, God. It's just a toe. I thought the pain before the surgery was less than the pain after the surgery. It was an amazing thing. So I took my boots off. It's cold that day. Cold, cold, cold that day. And I'm walking around in my flip-flops looking at amaryllis. But I know the will of God. I know the perfection of God. I know He wants me to have every... Do you think everybody in heaven is limping along in their flip-flops? Now, they may be wearing flip-flops, but they're not limping. I'm not against flip-flops. I went out and bought gold sparkly ones. I got black sparkly ones. I bought several pair. I mean, you know, if you're going to go with flip-flops, go for the best. You know, that's what I did. I just had me a flip-flop. I didn't break the budget, but I did my part. Yeah, flip-flops. God wants every flop to flip. Do you get that? Every flop to flip. To flip so that the kingdom comes. The king is where the king reigns. It's where God rules. And when He rules, He wants you to have the good things, the perfect things, the things of life, the things that prosper you, the things that bring healing and health. Shh. Now, how's that going to come to pass? I'm just baiting you. Look at John 15. I think that's a wonderful word from the Lord. Next time you see something going awry, say, Lord, I think it's time for this flop to flip. Don't you? I do. If you abide in me, verse 7, my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. If you abide in me, that's the first key. Now, we're going to give you several words, and here's... I'm not like most teachers. They take the word apart syllable by syllable, and I try to put it all back together. So we're going to put some things together. If you have a handful of coins, every year Wayne divides his coins between our daughter and our granddaughter, generally speaking. And he weighed them out this year to be even. And they were even within a few, 30, 40 cents, wasn't it? It was amazing that he weighed them out. Well, the Word of God is kind of like that. Some things, when you have a handful of coins, you have a nickel and you have a dime and you have a quarter. We had a Bohemian coin, the people said. I don't know where that came from. My daddy had a jar, I still got it, of 50-cent pieces. You remember those? Well, the Word of God, when you put it all together, it's dimes, it's nickels, it's quarters, it's silver dollars. Now we'll put some things together for you. Now, the word abide is to live, to continue, to dwell. Said, if you abide in me, if you dwell with me. Now, Wayne and I dwell together over 55 years. And I know him. It's in dwelling with him that we know what he wants from the kingdom in my life. The kingdom come to me. Thy will be done on earth. The good things, the perfect things come to me. That's his will.